And it is time now for this today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. And in with today's program is LaVon Eblen.
Hey, that's good, right?
It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
Good. It is. And good morning and thanks for joining us on Backyard and Beyond. Well, people have been saying to me, what are you doing now that produce in the park is over? And sometimes I won't give my response, but you know what? Produce in the park really is not over in some terms. Of course, it is no longer at the park on Thursday night at the Atlantic City Park, but it kind of continues in some ways, and I want to talk about that this morning. First of all, if you are at all interested in what happened in 2015, if you think might like to be a vendor, if you have questions, you have suggestions, there is a meeting scheduled for tomorrow night, 4 o'clock at the Chamber Meeting Room. So we're going to try and kind of summarize, talk about what could make it better, some suggestions for next year, because I'm sure vendors were happy enough, and we hope a lot of the shoppers were happy enough that we're going to do this all over again next year in 2016. It was an interesting season. One of the things that almost every Thursday, it threatened rain. But the only time we got rained out was once, and that was in June. So we were there regardless, and most of the time the weather was lovely, even on that day when it was, I think we only had one day when it was like 90 plus, but hey, you know, in the park it was shady, there was a little breeze, it didn't feel all that hot. So good place, and that was a comment from people. We asked shoppers, we did a little survey, and of course we didn't get to have a survey from everybody, but you know, we caught quite a few people. Cass County Food Policy Council had some folks there kind of passing out surveys and getting them a real quick one. And some of the comments included that they liked the atmosphere of the park. They had a good time in the park. They liked to bring their families. They came for their evening meal. They enjoyed the entertainment. And best of all, they liked buying the great fresh produce. You know, some people wrote, I just really enjoy that fresh produce. And of course there was baked goods and other kinds of things, but let's remember, produce in the park really is to support those growers and give shoppers an opportunity to buy that fresh, locally produced produce that, you know, you can't beat that flavor no matter what you do when it's most of it harvested the morning and there it is ready to buy on Thursday afternoon. So shoppers did enjoy that, as well as the other kinds of things that were offered. And we want to say thank you to the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, because they did give $1,500 to support promoting it. And of course, one of the things they would like to see is people coming from outside of Atlantic. Now, there weren't hundreds, but there were a number of folks who came from outside of Atlantic, outside of Cass County, and then there were a few that were from across the United States, but usually they were guests and probably wouldn't be coming back because they're no longer in the area. But there were quite a number of folks who came from other than Atlantic, and again, that's one opportunity to come and be in the park, buy fresh produce, and visit with folks. I think it got to that feeling where people, you know, just enjoyed being there and kind of visiting with everybody. And some folks, you know, come week after week, and so they get kind of make new friends and see what's happening. So those are some of the things that we'll be kind of summarizing real quickly at this meeting tomorrow night. And then moving on, as I said, in a way it doesn't stop, but it's expanded, because on November 23rd, there will be the second annual Holiday Harvest Market. So all of the vendors from Produce in the Park, of course, are invited, and many of them plan to be there. But also vendors, growers, craftspeople are from around, as far away as Panora, for instance. I think Carroll, some other towns, are also coming to sell their wares at the annual Holiday Harvest Market. Purpose of that, of course, again, is to provide that outlet for winter produce. And when I say winter produce, do you think fresh greens? Well, if you don't, you'd be surprised, because fresh greens are one of the things that will be for sale, along with the produce that you expect, such as pumpkins and squash and sweet potatoes and those kinds of things. There are also a number of handcrafts, beautiful kinds of things, baked goods, fine art. And so, in addition to buying things that you might use for your Thanksgiving dinner, because remember, November 23rd is the Monday before Thanksgiving, you can get some of those yummy baked goods to either add to the dinner you're providing, or perhaps you're going somewhere else and you could take along some really yummy produce or baked goods to add to the table wherever you're going. This will be held at the Cass County Community Center. So there's quite a bit of space. And also it will be, it's scheduled 3:30 to 7:30. Last year it started at 4 and we had people lined up at the door. And so we're upping that 3:30 to 7:30 for the time. And again, that's on November 23rd. So mark that on your calendar. You won't want to miss that. So shoppers, you certainly are. We want to have you there to take a look at everything that's going on. Along with buying things, you also get to taste a number of things. There will be a recipe contest, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Also, our local foods class, our culinary arts class, will be having a couple of people who are sharing some of their talents. And then vendors also often have samples of things to taste. So lots of tasting going on. There will be some activities for kids. Don't know for sure what all that'll be, but it will be interesting. This is all happening at the annual Holiday Harvest Market. So I've been really kind of emphasizing what the shoppers will find, but we do need to talk a bit about the possibility of being a vendor there. Who can be a vendor? What are the guidelines? It's important to take a look at the guidelines, because we've had some questions from people who would like to sell the commercial type products, those that are usually sold through home parties and that sort of thing. Those do not meet the guidelines. So here are the guidelines if you think you'd like to sell something at Harvest Market. First, you need to grow, produce, and or make a handcrafted item. There's no reselling. Sorry, you can't buy jewelry that you bought on the internet from China. That doesn't fit the bill. Grow, produce, or make handcrafted items you sell. Secondly, of course, sell only safe and healthy food items. Third, we need you to register as soon as possible to get you on the list for the advertising that will be going on all through November. And there is a vendor fee, but it's only $20. That's a pretty inexpensive way to advertise and sell your products. You will want to set up on that day, be ready to go by 3 o'clock. Your space will be 10 feet with one table provided, but you can also purchase two spaces if you'd like. You need to, if you're providing food, follow all the Iowa food safety guidelines and proper labeling requirements. And with the sole exception of jams and jellies, no home-style canned goods may be sold at this kind of market. So if you have questions, of course, there's a number of people you can contact. The chamber has information. I have information. Susan Retz at Complimentary Care kind of takes care of getting all the vendors signed up. Kate Olson at the Extension Office is very involved in heading this up. So a lot of people, and I should mention, Chris Parks is going to be putting up, if he hasn't already, a special event on Facebook. And that will not only give you the times and the place and all that basic information, but as vendors are added, there will be a list there. You can also get the registration forms on the Extension website. So think about if you have something that you would like to bake and sell, or you have something you've grown that you would like to sell. Well, think about being a vendor at the annual Holiday Harvest Market. And it will be great fun for everybody, you know, the shopping part. And then I want to quickly mention that there is the Best of Market Recipe Contest. anything that you make that has at least one local and seasonal ingredient. No fee to enter that, and there are prizes awarded. Again, those registration forms will be on the Extension website, and if you have questions, give me a call. Last year, we had some really yummy things, from salads to soup to, of course, lots of desserts. There was even an apple pie. And, Jim, I think it had bacon in it. With a little bacon in it.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, I know. You're a real bacon fan. So, you know, anything that features one local and seasonal ingredient, you would be eligible to enter that in the Best of Market Recipe Contest. We will be giving you more information just shortly about that. But in the meantime, think about that and plan to attend on November 23rd, the Monday before Thanksgiving, to get lots of your yummy stuff for yourself or your Thanksgiving celebration. Until next time, it is kind of the end of fall, but hey, there's still time to enjoy all the joys of fall.
And thanks for joining us for this edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen this morning here on KJAN. Make sure you join us each Monday through Friday at this time for Backyard and Beyond here on the station where your friends are.